USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This morning, authorities near Branson, Missouri, expect to raise the duck boat that capsized on Table Rock Lake last Thursday night, killing 17 people. An investigation's begun into why it sank during a thunderstorm. The weather might not have been the only factor, according to a private inspector who spoke on NBC's Today Show. Stephen Paul says they discovered last year that those particular boats had a flaw in their design.
That water would get up into the exhaust and eventually seize up the engine, which also drives the bilge pump for the boat, so the boat wouldn't be able to evacuate its own water.
The death toll is now 3 after a mass shooting on a street in Toronto last night that police say may have been terrorism. The 29-year-old gunman firing at people as he walked along a busy street. A dozen people are hospitalized. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Iran's president sends a message to President Trump yesterday saying, stop the hostile policies against his nation or the U.S. will chance the mother of all wars. Now President Trump is tweeting that the Iranian president better not threaten the United States or he'll, quote, suffer consequences the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had a message to Iranian Americans yesterday.
Mr. Pompeo delivered his remarks at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley in a speech titled, Supporting Iranian Voices.
The level of corruption and wealth among Iranian leaders shows that Iran is run by something that resembles the mafia more than a government.
Mr. Pompeo spoke about the dream for the future of Iran.
I want to tell you that the Trump administration dreams the same dreams for the people of Iran as you do. And through our labors and God's providence, that day will come true.
I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
A new report says North Korea wants the U.S. to make a bold move and agree to a peace treaty before that communist nation will talk any further about denuclearization. Reports are an official with close knowledge of the North's position says it wants a permanent peace to replace the armistice that ended the Korean War fighting in 1953 and says if the U.S. won't take that step to ensure the survival of Kim Jong-un's regime, Kim probably will not agree to any more talks about ending his country's nuclear weapons program. The price of gasoline nationally is up over 55 cents a gallon from last year at this time, but motorists did see a bit of a decrease in prices at the pump this past week, as we hear from John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price at the pump is the lowest it's been in several months.
The national average fell 4.5 cents per gallon from 288 down to about 283. We're staring at the lowest average that we've seen nationally since the beginning of May.
Hawaii still has the highest price at $3.75 a gallon, followed by California at $3.61. Then it was Alaska at $3.37.
And after last Friday's drawing did not produce a mega winner in the Mega Millions lottery, the jackpot is now soaring to nearly $500 million for Tuesday's drawing. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.